This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Dr. Squatch. When your personal care routine needs a refresh, Dr. Squatch is here to help. They have high-performing natural products with no harmful ingredients that'll have you looking and smelling your best. Like the Bay Rum Soap and Deodorant. It smells delightfully spicy. And right now, they have an amazing offer for new customers. Get 20% off your first purchase of any amount or a subscription order by going to drsquatch.com/Spotify or use the code Spotify at checkout.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We're so excited to talk about everything that happened in tonight's episode more than ever. So visit us right now on AfterBuzz TV for The Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 11, Episode 5, Boogie Fights, right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Happy 70s, y'all.
This is an extended intro.
Super 70s. Let's talk about tonight's show. But first, let's introduce who's here to break down this wild and crazy episode. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and sitting next to me,
knocking on your door tonight. Hey, everybody. I'm Christy Olsen, and you guys can always keep up with me at Christy Reports.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Erlina. You can find me at Thomas Erlina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And I'm Blake V. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and the Snap at Blake V Media.
All right.
So I think it's safe to say we're all pretty excited to talk about tonight's episode.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight's was so good.
I know.
So
it delivered. It reminded me a little bit like about the Bungo party with Vicky. Y'all know what it's like. Like, I love that. Like, that's a classic. It was up there with the classic parties.
Yeah, definitely top five.
They look ridiculous. They act ridiculous. The husbands are there. Love it.
Yeah.
It was great.
So let's talk a little bit about this show before we get to the party, because it opened up with this, everyone on edge, and then it's like 48 hours earlier.
I kind of loved that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like they've kind of done that a lot on these shows, but it got us in. It, like, set the mood, We knew that we were in for something good.
It was like they were warning us. You have to get a scene through Kelly with Kelly and her daughter first, and then
yeah,
we can get
it. Oh, yeah, well.
It was the grab.
Yes.
At the beginning.
Well, speaking of Kelly, before we get into everything with the party, Kelly has a moment with Tamara where she shares her impressions of Shannon. And what were some things that she said? You know, we've had a strong opinion about Shannon on the show. I know Blake
yes,
has some
Yes, we have.
Thoughts.
We have had a very strong opinion.
So did you agree with Kelly's assessment?
100%.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so she called her a negative Nancy, which... unfortunately, to me, Shannon comes across that way many times. The Shannon I like, as we all know, is Vacation Shannon, and she only comes out every now and then. It seems like every other time Shannon's complaining about something. And so they only had two interactions. One was the USC comment, and then the other one was, I don't even remember what it was. She said that Shannon was negative or something to her face. So Shannon's already on that level of being irritated with Kelly, except I feel like Kelly hasn't done anything to her at this point.
I think it's like having the new person on the show. I mean, Kelly is new, and there's always somebody that gets off on the wrong foot with somebody, so it's just, we need that for TV. You know what I mean?
It's always going to be amplified anyway.
Yeah. You know? And like, Shannon thinks that USC thing was an insult, and like, I don't think it was. That is a very common thing that is said. USC, University of Spoiled Children. Yeah. That's a thing that's...
It can't be the first time she's heard
it. No, it's a thing. It's not like she made that up for Shannon. This is like a thing in the world that is said, And so she just repeated it. Oh, you know what that stands for? University of Spoiled Children. And Shannon's like, me? You've offended me personally. It's like, no, it's a thing that's said. Come on.
Yeah. Well, something very specific that Kelly did say about Shannon was that she holds a grudge. Mm-hmm. And I hate to hear this negative stuff about Shannon, but then even a little later in the episode, Shannon said to Megan about not being invited to the party. That was, what, years ago at this point? Maybe it was like a year. But, I mean, Kelly made some points. Yeah. When she's sober, she can be mildly reasonable.
She was out of control tonight.
Double OC.
She was.
I like that. That was OC. Double OC. I should open up one of these shows with that. I like that. So Megan had a moment with Heather at her house where she thought it was cool to start taking shots in the kitchen. That really was weird to me. I don't understand why they would be like taking needles out when they're cooking dinner.
I was thinking, like, when were they taking shots?
Like tequila.
They were delivering.
IVF shots.
Yeah.
You say shots, we think tequila.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I know, right?
Well, rightfully so, especially with this episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Heather is going to go with
And Megan, I just thought that's funny. Like, Megan now travels everywhere with her IVF shot pack.
That's her thing.
That's her thing. That's her, like, parlor trick.
Well, yeah, I think all the other women already have children that they kind of fill their lives, you know? So this is Megan's thing now. That's what she's doing. Yes, she's trying to become a mom. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, she's going to be headed to D.C. to make a speech or to speak regarding Fight CRC, for colon cancer, correct?
Yes.
So she's heading over there, and then it goes on to Heather talking about how she's really upset that Terry is traveling for Mother's Day, and she's really affected by this. She wants this to be a family moment. But, you know, Blake, I feel like you had some advice for her while we were watching.
I did have some advice. Okay, well, I mean, we all love Heather.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she's fabulous. I love her to death, but I have no sympathy for her in this situation. Mm-hmm. I understand family's important. I understand she wants Terry to be hanging out far more than he is. But the man is allowing you to have a chef. He's allowing you to have that pizza oven that you don't need in your backyard.
Yes.
He's allowing you this mansion you're building from scratch and all of these things. Like, if he needs to fly out on Mother's Day to do whatever he needs to do to give you all that while you don't have to do anything, let the man do it, for God's sakes. Let's celebrate Mother's Day the day before. Same difference.
Easy enough.
And if that's not the way that she sees it, she should say to Terry, you know, either, yes, I need all these things, continue to do what you're doing, or, you know what, I could live without the $7,000 pizza oven.
Oh, yeah.
Stay home on Mother's Day.
Oh, like, yes.
She probably needs to verbalize that to him so that he knows.
100%, because when she's picking out her fixtures, she sure does not go for the cheap one. She sure goes for all four ice cubes, not just one. Yep. So when you need four ice cubes in your life, your husband has to go do things, I think, to pay for all that.
Yes.
So, like, you can't have your cake and eat it, too.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
I was, however, surprised that she did it right with the cameras all there, with Megan there, the kids in the kitchen, and the chef. Like, she doesn't get hot under the collar very often. She's usually very controlled. That was a situation where she was clearly PO'd.
Her kids were chiming in on that, too. They know what's going on. Yeah. They're not going to play anything for the cameras.
Mm-hmm. True. And Terry's like, I just got home. Please.
So can I put my back down?
Yeah, I know he's still on his back on his shoulder. He's like, please, give me 1 minute.
Well, Vicky is going to the 70s party, and she feels a little bit better. Brianna's health is a little bit more, you know, it's not as dire as it was previously. And there's some great moments with the kids. You know, I thought that was nice
to
see.
That was
cute. You know, they really wanted to be near their mom. I thought that was cute because with her being in the hospital and all.
Yeah.
So sweet. And now let's talk about the party itself.
Yes.
And get into the night of the 70s begins. And I like how Shannon has let us know that she had dresses that Marsha Brady wore. Just to let people know. I love that. And I always was more of a Jan myself. But,
Shannon.
Yeah. So Shannon is truly like the cool kid, you know, throwing this party. She felt that, you know, she was in awe walking in and seeing everything that was set up. You know, oh, what does that say? What does that say? Oh, Saturday Night Fever. Oh, my God. And then everybody
walked
in.
It looked very cute. cute. Yeah. I liked the decor. It looked fun. Yeah.
For the second, we paid attention to it.
Yeah. Yes. Props to the sponsors who gave her everything for free to be on the show.
Yes. Looks great. Yes. Who do we think looked best?
Oh, I loved Heather. Roller Girl Heather. Yeah. That was my fave.
She always pulls it together.
Yes. Yeah. Every event. Loved it.
Yeah.
Vicky
sure.
also literally did look like she was 20 years old.
She did.
Yeah.
Really, that dress really was adorable.
And I have those patent leather white boots.
Do you? You do?
From when I played like a 70s style game show host back in college.
Nice.
I bet those are in a box somewhere. Yeah, they're at my mom's house. Mom, pull them out.
There you go. You gotta have like costumey stuff just on hand. Yeah. Right? Yes. You know, if you got invited to a 70s party yourself.
I mean, I don't want to show up already. Looking
like Mrs. Roper.
Well, how about talk? What do
Which
you think
apparently
Thomas?
Is a huge insult.
I did like Heather's look. You know, she's one of my favorites, so I just love how she, you know, she wasn't going to come in just basic. She has to come in showing people I'm on wheels the whole night, so everybody just do
she
it.
She committed. Yeah, she committed.
Well, I liked Nina with the two disco balls.
You would like Nina. Okay, we need to get into Nina Goodbye. In a minute.
Yes, I like a good outfit. I like that. Yeah.
I was impressed at the staying power, shall we call it. Mm-hmm. Yes. On the top of that.
She was up for
it. And she didn't do no favors to afford those either.
Yeah. She wanted those to mm-hmm. What do you do? Just put pasties or something like that?
Like, it's how
do
like you, double how do you control stick it? Tape, I
yeah.
think. You gotta
I think they
like
tape, like Kim Kardashian showed, like you tape like from here all the way down. Like there's like a trick to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Well, and I think when they're not natural, which we can make the assumption that these are, you know, you don't really need a whole lot of help because they just do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Is what I hear.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah. I'm far from that. So
well,
we're taping.
We touched upon it earlier when Megan showed up. She asked if Vicky was invited, and then Shannon fired back a single, "Yeah, well, I didn't want to like you know be in the situation I was in last year with somebody else."
Yeah, I
and
love
we,
that.
I think we all had to take a second and be like, "Wait, who did it invite her?" It was like, "Oh,
yeah, right,
the woman that she's shading."
Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
It was a good moment.
Yeah, she didn't miss a beat with that.
Props to Megan for who she's probably like a little hormonal right now, and she didn't respond, so good for her.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Jackie and Nina are introduced. Jackie is this blonde chick who looks like everybody else, I guess, in Newport Beach, apparently.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. I was into this immediately. I was like, ooh, new blood, new people. They were there to play. Mm-hmm. They looked good. Yes. I was like, okay, this is my type of girl. If I was going to that party, I'd be right there with them. I was like, all right, all in. And so they brought up Kelly's boyfriend and seeing Kelly with this other guy while they were hurt, she was separated from her husband, and that was like a real like, I have my camera time, I'm gonna use it wisely.
Yeah, but like, who is gonna do that? Like, if I ever went to a party and somebody came for me like that right off the bat, she could have went in right then and there. She might have already went there, but I think she was like, it's still early, I'm gonna come for you later. Because if somebody came like that with me, I would have been like, you're not gonna talk to me like that.
Yeah.
At all.
Who even says that to somebody? Who would say that? A person you're just reconnecting with again, someone you don't even know. Oh, but you weren't with him. You weren't with your husband.
Like, I know.
Come on.
She was just checking off the bullets that Shannon had listed for her to come for.
Right? See, okay. And it was very curious that Shannon was just posted up with Nina and Jackie, like already preconceived of like what Kelly was bringing, what Kelly and Vicky were bringing. Yeah. It's totally like Shannon did prep these girls, say these are the ones on the shit list. Like, don't,
so you
know.
You feel it was a setup.
I do.
I couldn't decide if it was. Like, even the purse thing, it almost looked like she was like, oh, ew, I don't want a purse on the table, which, again, is, like, a thing with my mom. Hey, Mom. So I get that. Like, she was just like, oh, I don't want to touch this dirty bag, get it off the table.
Yeah.
Or if it was legitimate, like, I'm hiding this purse to be a jerk. Because then when Jackie was even asking her, well, what does it look like? It almost, like, sounded like she was thinking, like, oh, I put some little purse on the floor. Maybe that's the one that she, you know. So it seemed like it could have been innocent up to that point. I don't know.
Yeah.
So wait, are we agreeing that we think that it was a setup between the two of them minus the purse? Just with them being there? Because if I'm going to come to a party and there's two people that I don't like that are there, I already know something shady's going down.
Yeah, I think the initial comment probably solidifies it,
Yes, Jackie started it, I feel like. And if editing is correct in this sequence that we saw, like, Jackie really started it by saying that to Kelly. Kelly, I don't think, said anything to that point. I think she simply said, like, oh, we ran into each other at this whatever, resort.
At the Deer Lodge.
At the Deer Lodge,
the
right?
Montage.
Yeah, the montage. Yeah.
Her hubby did not flinch.
No.
Like, even if he knew the whole thing, don't you think that would make you cringe a little bit hearing that someone saw your wife with somebody else?
He didn't even care.
But can we look at
he was just there for cocktails.
I think it's very telling of their relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, they do not have a standard marriage.
No.
He was probably the next room with some other chick.
Probably.
Yeah. That's not uncommon when a married couple, when they know that each other are stepping out and they each have their own side pieces. It's not uncommon.
It's true. And Kelly's been very clear that their marriage was not working out for a long time, mm-hmm. to the point where they were divorcing. She was trying mm-hmm. to divorce him, and that was too difficult. They couldn't achieve yes. it or whatever. So it's like they're back together well, now, like yeah. by default.
Mm-hmm. Where, yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Well, when Nina spoke up, she said, I don't have to perform oral sex to pay my bills. Oh, I said, Lord. There you go. That's why Kelly is still with that man. Because she, and I don't know if she's still have to put in 10 years or whatever, but she's with him for the convenience of bills. Another thing, a lot of married couples, I know a couple that does this, mm-hmm. that they're no longer, but, and it's like, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised that she's putting in her time so she gets paid out, so she gets that house, so she gets what she needs, because she's got a really good deal going.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's even acknowledged, like, the reason why she didn't follow through with the divorce was because he was being stingy about the money and that the financial yeah. thing was becoming an issue and they didn't yeah. want to lose a bunch of money on it, is basically yeah. what it sounds like.
Where in this party did we see Michael be like, you know, honey, let's not do this. Like, he was just right there with his shot, just hanging out. I just felt like he was just there just for the entertainment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was helping hang up his own dirty laundry.
Yeah.
He was.
I like that.
Oh, piece by dirty piece.
Here's the thing. I don't enjoy either of those two, Michael or Kelly. But can we look at Shannon for a second and just say, is this the type of woman that would do that? I feel like it's definitely a housewife's thing to have like, the setup to bring people on. But I don't know. I always want to take a second and just question Shannon and see if that's her MO.
You know what? Okay. I think that she did do that, but I didn't think that she thought everything was going to turn to the left like it did. Mm. Sometimes you invite somebody just seeing if some conflict is going to happen, but this was like way overboard. Mm-hmm. Like she was just like, oh, this probably wasn't a good idea.
Like
I don't
she
know.
Wanted a little pop.
She wanted a little pop. She got like an yeah. explosion.
Yes.
Well, and the thing with Shannon too is that she likes to poke. She likes to poke a situation. She won't just like to be, okay, so to be a great host of this party, she could have very well diffused all of these situations.
Oh, yeah.
And could have very well said, Nina and Jackie, stop it. For the sake of the party, stop it. Let's do this another time. You know, like, mm-hmm. if it truly was she's trying to keep the peace at this party and not go tit for tat, mm-hmm. and she just went right on in with Jackie and Nina, harassing Kelly, harassing Vicky, being hateful, words back and forth, and then it escalated. So, yeah. I mean, I think if she really was trying to have a fun party and include everyone, in all honesty, mm-hmm. she would have diffused it and jumped in and said, I personally, in my heart, don't like these people, but for the sake of my party, chill the F down.
But you know what? You know, I don't think Shannon tried to diffuse it right away when it came to Nina and Jackie, because Kelly said that David looked like a pedophile, and she kind of laid down that first
card. Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
true.
After that, it's like, well, fine then. All right, so you're here, you're coming to the party to be a bitch. Okay, now let's see what my bitches are going to do.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I've got two sitting here on ice. I like that.
Yes.
What else? Then we have a moment, like, in the middle of it, well, I don't know. Before everything popped over, kind of in the middle, like Terry had a moment where he admitted he wasn't a good father or something. And
it seemed very real.
Mm-hmm. And he admits that he just says yes to other people besides his family. So it was like a complete different turn, but it made the party dimensional.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
And we like to see that. We like them, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I know, and like I enjoyed that in the middle of all this craziness, Heather and Terry were having a real heart-to-heart.
In the
middle of this crazy 70s party.
Yeah.
And like, they don't get a lot of time.
A wind flies by behind them.
Yeah.
Nina says that, we talked about Nina, she doesn't have to give any favors.
please bring up her comment to Kelly, what she called Kelly. Kelly and Vicky walk out the door and she goes, you're so ghetto. Yes. I died. Yeah. I just died.
And then she has to do one of these, which I'm not that interested in doing, because if you really are going to read someone or if you really have something to say, you know.
I have
these girls
agree.
They take off their hair. They take everything off to have their peace. I know. She had to sit
there. She wasn't
there.
Calling
you
anybody.
Know, it was definitely a conniving thing. Like, it was like, oh, I'm going to get so-and-so on the phone. Like, was she calling the ex-boyfriend?
You know
was
what?
She calling another, like, a wife? Or was she calling, I mean...
You know what
no,
I was...
Saying.
We need to find this chick on Twitter.
We do.
Yeah, she has for
to
sure.
Say. You know she's us. Saying all kinds of stuff
She
tonight.
Needs to talk to us. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
I could see that being a point, but I could also see her being a little scared, too. Like, I felt like, you know, that's like a tactic. Like, you're going to come for somebody, just come for them. Tell them what you have to say. But if you're going to pull out your phone while they're right in front of you, it's like, I felt like she was talking to no one.
Thomas, I view it the same way. I hope that she's doing what Christy's saying and that she's being crafty and getting something going.
Yeah. I know, right? I don't want that theory to die, but yeah. I just got another one. But I like that one.
But no, Thomas, I'm with you, too. I feel like she was like, she saw Kelly coming after them, and then she's just, who
calling back
doesn't use their phone never mind. As a distraction, you know? Huh. But it was really, she had to be, like, on the phone. Was she checking her voicemail?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I think I've done that once or twice.
And something I really don't understand is how Jackie and Nina would instantly have such irritation and, like, such hate for Kelly if someone wasn't feeding them something. Like,
well, it's because the cameras
if
are there.
They don't, well, but mm-hmm. If they don't have any history and they don't have anything to go off of with Kelly, and they're just going off of maybe what Shannon's saying, mm-hmm. you know, they came at her so strong for no reason. And I feel like even if I had a girlfriend who was like, I've got this other person who's, like, really not good, and she's kind of a bitch, and she's doing this and that, and we're all going to be in a group, I would have it in my mind, okay, maybe this girl is what, you know, my friend is saying, but I wouldn't, like, come after him, like, you ghetto, get away, like, whatever.
Leave.
Right when she,
you know?
Yeah. It felt a little Beverly Hillsy to me, in that on Beverly Hills, we always feel like there's something they're not saying. Like, they're all being private, and they're not sharing everything, and there's something that we don't know. Yep. And usually I feel like we get all the juice squeezed out on OC, but here it was like, either these girls have some other issue that they're not taking time to address, or Shannon has riled them up with some sort of information.
True.
It's going to come out because you've got two very powerful. Shannon and Kelly are loudmouths, and they like facts, and they like to prove themselves. So whatever is missing will come out.
Plus, everybody is like lit. Like, everybody's liquored up. Everybody is like just lost it. I thought I was watching Bad Girls Club. I was getting like Bad Girls Club for a minute.
And I was cracking up too, because all Kelly kept saying to everyone else was that they all look like the same girl from Newport from the OC.
And I was like,
every blonde.
Is this what she was like? I don't know. This is Roper thing. She's like, well, yeah, it was what I went for. Like,
I mean, she's living in the OC, trying to do the whole OC lifestyle.
Right.
So how you look, what does it matter? You're trying to be in that crew of the people that all look the same anyway, so.
Yeah.
That's when you pull a New York Pollard and you turn and go, and I do, and I look fabulous.
Oh!
I'm the best looking one here. Yes, I do. That's what I would do.
When the argument they're trying to make against her is like, that's not 70s, it was like,
We're
fighting about real stuff here, like boyfriends.
If I was Shannon, I would have said, oh, well, if the party is so lousy, you stayed long enough, you spent the whole night here drinking my alcohol. You got dressed. You're here, so how bad could it be? But let's talk about another fight that happened. Vicky and David. Turn the cameras the other direction, and then you see those two going at it. And what happened? You know, what did he call her?
She kind of did start it. Vicky said, oh, Shannon's in her prime, mm-hmm. or some sort of like off the cuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yes. And then he's like, oh, please. What did he say? You're a liar, and you've lied about the man having cancer and all that. And what do you call her? Scum. And then she said he's scum, something like that. Is that how it went?
Yeah. How many Housewives episodes do we have to see of these husbands get involved in these women's business?
Right.
No, I know. It's great for TV, but these guys that just get chewed up by these women, I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You would think they would learn.
The groundwork was laid that he hated her. Like, in the earlier episode, like, he was so over her and irritated. And so it boiled over.
Why? Like, I still don't understand what Vicky did to Shannon and David personally. Okay, so she lied about cancer, and that makes her whatever kind of person for lying about it. Mm-hmm. But how does that affect Shannon and David? How does that hurt them personally? I don't understand this hatred that David has.
That's what I was wondering too. And I feel like with David, it's like a situation when if you have skeletons in your closet, don't call out other people with their skeletons. Yeah. Like, that's he acted point. Like last year never happened. Like, what are you talking about, dude?
And I said this last week too. I'm pretty sure Vicky stuck by Shannon during her hardship, figuring out that David was cheating on her, blah, 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 all of this. Vicky was there for Shannon when they were friends. Mm-hmm. So for him to just flip it and be so cruel to her, if she said what she said about Shannon, like, oh, Shannon's in her glory or in her prime or whatever, he could have very well said, Vicky, that's not really nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Leave it. Instead, he spun it and said, you're this, you're a pig, you're filthy, you're this, you're that. It's like, why?
Well,
I think if he wouldn't have defended her, maybe it didn't need to go to that extent, but I think I would have faulted him for not coming at her, like, a little bit hard, at least.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a happy medium of
it was an opportunity for him, because don't forget, subconsciously, he feels he still has to prove himself to this woman. Mm-hmm. So that was an opportunity for him to defend his woman and to be against her, Vicky, who I'm sure he hears all night long about her deceased and how she doesn't want to shoot with Vicky. Yeah. You know, she really didn't want to invite her. So it's like, this woman's in your face, and here, and like, you know, here's your opportunity to stand up against her and do your duty. Because Shannon was literally like, she was so tongue-tied.
She was like,
they're not being nice. Like, they're being awful.
She was like exasperated.
Lord. Yeah.
It was almost like a sweet moment. Like, she was mad at her husband. She's like, they're being mean to me. Yeah.
Yeah. We all need one of those people.
Yeah.
His delivery could have been better. I was disappointed. I just felt like, I get that you're upset about what happened, and you know this woman's coming for your wife, but I feel like there's another way to deliver it. You don't call a person a pig. He was this close to Vicky's face. Yeah. I mean,
she did kind of step to him. I don't know why I'm defending David, you guys.
I was even kind of thinking,
like, someone should tell him, though, to step back, because it didn't look good on his end. But she definitely, like, took those first steps forward.
Yeah. I just love that they're all fighting in wigs. I mean, it's so stupid. It's so perfect.
If only Eddie would have gotten into it with his fro.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we know Eddie stays away. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't get involved in any of that.
I was waiting for a slap. I thought a slap was going to come. That would have been insane. Like, Vicky was this close. Like, I would have just whacked him across the damn face. You know?
That would have been amazing.
That would have been wild. But I'm just saying, I just feel like a guy that close to a woman's face, I don't
like. It just shouldn't happen no matter what.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Well, then there was a bombshell dropped that Kelly had an affair with Shannon's neighbor, the other one. Another neighbor. And that was when Shannon moved into her house, though that she's been currently in for a while, that she heard that this other neighbor was having an affair with the woman, and it was Kelly Dodd. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean...
And so what?
I mean, where did this come from?
Well, that's the thing. Shannon seemed like she wanted to say this, yet she didn't want to spill anybody's tea too much. Like, she didn't specify if it was the old neighbor or the new neighbor. And even when Kelly was screaming at her, who, she was just saying, you. She wouldn't name any names.
Right, because Kelly was asking, who told you this? Or who was I?
I think she was potentially asking, who was the guy that you're,
exactly,
that you're
allegedly having the affair with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all very interesting.
Maybe it's one of her. Maybe the wife is a friend of Shannon's.
Maybe.
Or, you know?
Maybe. And then there's two sides to it, because if Shannon's going to open the can of worms on that, well, then now that neighbor's going to get drug into it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all going to find out what this rumor is. So it's like, that was a lame thing for Shannon to do. To what end? Kelly has this husband. Who cares their relationship? Who cares if they cheat on each other every single day?
They obviously don't.
They don't care. Yeah. They're together.
That, it's a very old story, too. It's very old.
And it's like a tired threat. Kelly clearly doesn't care. She clearly doesn't care.
She doesn't.
So who cares if you're going to scream about the affair she had? I don't care. She could have affairs all day long. Why does that matter?
Yeah, she couldn't even bring up in her mind which one they were accusing her of at this point. Like,
she's like, oh no, God. Shannon, really, tell me.
Yeah, which one?
Well,
it's like a folder that comes.
Vicky made a binder.
Right.
From one twist to the next, Vicky got busy dialing. And we thought she lost this guy's number. God. We thought she lost this guy's number. And I thought in the preview that she really wasn't talking to Brooks. I thought that she was, like, doing a hypothetical call because she was so frustrated with people talking about Brooks. But no, she called him. And when the call didn't go through, I said, oh, good. He blocked her number.
Yes.
They can't get in touch.
That's what I thought.
Nope. They left a voicemail.
I think he's on the east.
And that voicemail that she left is...
There's, like, a rule. Like, when you're out and you're heavily drinking, you do not call your ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend ever. And when she dialed in, I was like, oh, no, this is really happening. And, of course, Kelly's not going to stop her.
No.
But she should have.
Yeah, you have to have a friend or a buddy that's going to be like, hey.
And Kelly's new. Well, Kelly doesn't know the backstory. Yeah. That's the problem. If it was any of those other ladies or Tamara or somebody who is friendly,
Tamara would say, come for that
hell
phone.
No.
Yeah.
Would snatch it out of her hand. But Kelly doesn't know. And Kelly still, at this point, is friends with Vicky. She's still learning. She's still trying to get a grasp on this Brooks deal. To her, Brooks is probably like, eh, fine, sure, call Brooks. Because she doesn't know.
Yeah.
And so I just think that was so strange how Vicky, like, just exclaimed for Brooks as soon as she got in the car. Oh, I'm calling Brooks. And well, why? And why are you announcing it?
Anybody else you could call?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, over David.
Even what she said was confusing. You know, she was saying, like, I have to deal with this, but I love you. I didn't know if she really was truly angry or if she just wanted to reach out to him or she found this as an excuse to reach out to him. And so
I think so. Because at this point, you would be done with it. Yeah. If someone else is still coming at you with it, you would just say, okay, that's no longer my problem. Mm-hmm. That was in the past. That's no longer relevant.
She just opened that box right open.
And she goes right back to it.
She totally relapsed on camera.
Yes, she did.
That's just like when you don't text someone for a long time and then you send them a text and you open that communication back up. It's the worst thing you could do. There's a reason why you stopped. And I lost a lot of respect for Vicky. Not all of it, but a little bit of respect for Vicky at this point because, you know, that man ruined her image, her relationships, her jobs, and she's right back at it. I think we can all say we're a little disappointed, right?
Yeah. Agreed. It was like a hijack.
And I
much.
Like her so much, and I wish, like, I feel very torn about Vicky and Brooks, too, and I've felt this way this whole time, because, yes, he may be shitty, but she loved him, and she just loves him so much, she just can't kick him. She can't get rid of him. So it's, like, sort of heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's painful.
Well, it was an interesting night that ended in streaking, and I loved Hannah Dubrow's line. What did she say? She says, oh, I thought we reached our lowest moment, but no. And I love when she rolled into the drama. We all love that moment.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? And good for her. She doesn't even need to get involved. No. She's got, like, the best job.
Yeah.
She really does. And she's just positioned herself in the best way.
Just the fact that she would be so easy to dislike, mm-hmm, and we don't dislike her, I don't know. I don't get it, but I like it. Just love her.
Yeah,
we all agree on that, for sure.
Yes. Well, there's plenty to come, but before we predict, let's look at some news and gossip with Christy Reports.
Yes. My favorite part.
Well, speaking of our girl Heather Dubrow, do you guys remember that she has some pretty amazing singing chops?
No,
I know
don't
this
remember.
Got brought up at some point a long time ago, but she sang the national anthem at an LA Angels game last week.
Oh, good for her.
No video has popped up yet. I'll keep you posted on that. But there were a lot of positive tweets from people that were there and said she did a great job.
Good
so, you know, something that's the kind of thing that I would like to see on the show, too, by the way.
There's nothing she can do wrong.
Right.
Less family, more career Heather. Yeah.
It's like Thomas said last week, goals. Like,
Well, on another note, I do have to update you on the several feuds that she's a part of right now.
Okay.
Remember when she came for Teresa Giudice on Watch What Happens Live? She said, oh, ever since she came out of prison, she doesn't talk about being, like, forgiven.
Yeah, she's talking too much about her yoga.
Too much about yoga, yeah. Well, Teresa finally responded and said, oh, well, Heather, she wanted attention from the queen. She didn't get any, but she did get some press. So apparently Teresa thinks that she is high above Heather Dubrow. And you remember, I think that Watch What Happens Live appearance was with Jeff Lewis. Apparently, Heather and Jeff have some major, major drama. Jeff said last week that at a party at Shannon's house, an untelevised party, that Heather was rude to the waitstaff. And Heather says, no. The real story is that Jeff Lewis was actually being very mean to Heather. He was body shaming her, asking her a lot of questions about plastic surgery and why don't you cop to it and why haven't you had your boobs done. And she said he was so rude and he's obviously not worth my time, is how she's kind of putting that to rest. So, expect to hear more about that.
That's an interesting one.
Until you see them in a commercial for Bravo for, like,
for the summertime.
A setup for you.
I haven't seen the summer by Bravo yet.
Yeah, did that not happen this year?
I don't think it happened.
Hopefully, maybe the end of the month. They're doing the Dorinda and the Van and the New York Housewives.
Oh, okay.
They're just doing those
Dorinda
commercials.
Dorinda and Sonia.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I'm seeing.
Well, let's turn our attention to Miss Tamara.
Yes.
Because, of course, part of them being public personas is that we find out things like how much money they make and how much money they're worth.
We love to
and
know that.
A juicy little tidbit that popped up online this week. Tamara's net worth is actually $800,000. And she makes $325,000 per season of Real Housewives of the OC.
Not shabby.
That
not
is amazing. Shabby.
I would think a little more considering she's been on since, like, what, like 20...
Well, when you think about the fact that Eileen is making, what, $750,000, which is over double that, it's a little questionable. We think you need a raise, Tamara.
Yeah, you're right. Sure. That is, you putting it into comparison like that, I mean, Tamara does a lot of heavy lifting. Yeah, she does. Yes, she does.
She put a lot of herself out there. Yeah. That girl does. And a little, one more update on Megan from last week. Remember, I told you all that they were selling the house that we saw her remodeling. We couldn't believe it. We don't know why. Now she's explaining because there's been a lot of speculation that maybe they're having marriage problems. And she says, no. We actually just flipped the house. We think we can make some money off of it. If it doesn't sell, it's not a big deal. When we bought it initially, Haley lived with us. Now we haven't seen Haley this year, but she says now Haley went and got her own apartment. So it's just too much space for the two of them, and they're hoping to be able to sell it.
Strange, because don't they have a child coming to fill Haley's room?
I know, oh, that's a good point.
Yes.
Megan.
Well, the internet speculation is rampant, so we will keep you posted on that.
All right, well, let's predict what's coming up. What could possibly happen next?
And now, you're after.
I know, how do we follow this? This episode.
Well, you know, there's not even that much news online for the last couple episodes because in all the interviews, the ladies are talking about this boat party that's coming up and how crazy that gets and how much more vile Kelly gets and the things that
she's
terrible. Says.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be beyond shocked by what we hear coming out of Kelly's mouth in future episodes.
Yeah.
You know what I feel like with Kelly? You know, I don't hate her, but I feel like she's going to have to create a close friendship with Vicky where Vicky's not going to go back with Shannon and with, because she needs an army herself. You know how it is, Gretchen Rossi out. Like, you know, when you alienate yourself and you become like this villain, but you don't have friends, you're done. Like, she's being mean this season. Maybe she'll come back next season, but she's definitely going to have to, you know, conjure up a crew, and it doesn't look like her homie that brought her on the show is like really siding with her.
Yeah, that's true. Megan was shocked at her behavior. She said she's never seen this type of Kelly, this version of Kelly. That was very interesting. Yeah, I think a lot more is going to happen specifically between Kelly and Megan. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, I feel like every single episode we say this, between Megan and Jim, it's just, he couldn't be more disinterested. He couldn't be more just over it. He just seems over it. And the fact that tonight Megan specifically said, I feel so isolated. Like she said, she feels like she's going through this whole thing alone. And like, girl, this is a lot of effort to go through alone. Like, you, especially with the IVF and all the things and just having a child in general, like, you need to have support.
Do you think he's softened up now that she is having she's going to have a baby?
I mean,
She says that it's more real for him now, but I think he thinks that it's sort of, he's already done enough
done
by agreeing to have this baby.
Yes.
So,
don't ask me to be involved,
before.
And he's done it all before, and he already had enough kids. Like, he even said he didn't want kids anymore. So, I mean, I think this is, like, a tricky position for both of them. And I think it's going to play out a lot more. It's going to be interesting to watch. Because at this point, I'm thinking, hey, girl, like, you better hold your horses. This is, like, not a good situation to have a kid in. That's my opinion.
Just, like, keep that baby in there, girl.
Everything that I've read, they keep saying that this is the episode where things pick up. And it's this is where the train goes off the tracks. I believe that's what Heather Dubrow said.
Oh, I feel it. Yes.
Yeah. We're off the rails.
We turned the corner.
I'm pretty sure she said that on, what was it, like, Cocktails on E.T. or something like that. Cocktails with Housewives, a happy hour or whatever.
I think Megan needs to do less shots and more shots.
That's our advice to you, Megan.
Well, don't forget, next week Kelly and Shannon have a sit down. It doesn't look like it's going to go well.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
This is this is really the beginning of the end. And I'm happy though, because it's a good thing
for
the
show.
It's so good for TV.
Oh, we love it. We hate it. We love to hate it.
We
hate to love it.
Very good week in the OC. So we want to know your thoughts and opinions on this episode. Let us know in the comments below. And also, don't forget, if you're listening to us via podcast, you can also share some love on iTunes. Just search our show and go in and
thumbs
give us a little
up,
review.
All the stars.
Because I have a lot of reviews, a lot of old reviews, but the new guard is here. We've got a lot to say, so check us out. Where can we find you guys on social media, and what do you want to promote?
Yes, I am Blake V, and you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Blake V Media.
I never put my phone down, so you can find me at Thomas Erlina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
He's so good. Follow him. So good.
Well, guys, if you want to see Lisa Vanderpump run away from me when I ask her about Yolanda, you can follow me, subscribe to my YouTube channel at Christy Reports, and please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Christy.
Christy Report.
You don't want to miss Lisa Vanderpump act a fool.
Lisa.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And you can find me on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. A new episode went up today.
Yay.
Getting them going. Yes. It's all good. We put AfterBuzz of Scott Moore on there. We talk some OC Housewives. We talk about Shannon and Vicky. So make sure you check that out. That'll do it for us for the Real Housewives of Orange County. Can't wait to see you next week.
Yay.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.